Welcome to Benesh Chai Daily for Parshas Vayetze, for the third day of Parshas Vayetze, for Yom Shlishi, the Shabbos Kodesh, the Parshas Vayetze, the Benesh Chai and his Savior, Oid Yosef Chai. Says, on the Pasuk says, Im yeh alekim imod yu shmerani v'derech hazeh, sh'ani hoylech, anechi hoylech v'chule v'ay Hashem li l'lekim. Yaakov Avinu says many, many things. If all this happens, if Hashem will be with me and will protect me when I go and I return to my father's house, and then at the very end he concludes, "V'ayah Hashem li le'elakim," then Hashem will be for me and elakim. Ask the Ben Ishchai an obvious question: are you telling me that until this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not for him elakim? And also, if it's obviously the relationship between us and Hashem is so important, why is it the very, very end? "V'ayah Hashem li le'elakim." It should be the beginning. A person should say, "Hashem will be for me elakim," and if I do this, I do that, etc. So says the Ben Ishchai, he says like this. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that there was very, very difficult time. There was no rain and there was a plague. So the Chazal said, what should we do? So the Chazal said that we are not allowed to ask for two things at once. You can't ask for two things at once. You can't ask for rain and you can't ask for the removal of the plague. So therefore the Gemara over there in Tainis says that they ask for something that would be able to accomplish both, but you're only able to ask for one thing at a time. So says the Ben Ishchai, you're only able to ask for one thing at a time. And yet, we find the Gemara in Bracha is very similar to what we say on Kiddush HaChodesh. We say that Rav would say a special tefillah. The tefillah was, Yiratzim l'fanach Hashem alekeinu v'lekei avisinu shetirach ameinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be merciful with us. You should give us a long life. You should give us a life full of peace. You should give us a good, good life. And he keeps going on 11 different things he asks for. And at the very end, he says, Chayim shetimale mishalez libeinu l'toyva l'avodesecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give us life that fulfills all of the requests of our heart for good, for your service. What does it mean? Why is he asking for so many different things? And this is how he finishes, says the Ben Ishchai. The pshat is that why did he finish with the words La Avodei Secha? What's his point here? Because a person is only not allowed to ask for more than one thing if he's asking for himself. But if a person is asking for it in order to do better service for Hashem, to commit himself, to be able to be revitalized, to be able to be sustained in order to serve Hashem, so then a person's allowed to ask for anything. That's why it says at the very end of Rav's Tefillah on Daf, I'm asking for these 11 things, but only for your divine service. And that, says the Ben Ishchai, is also Psha in the Medrash. The Medrash says in the very famous pasuk that we say in El Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oysav Akesh, one thing, said David HaMelech, I ask, and then he goes on to ask many, many things, says the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, you're asking for only one thing, you're asking for many things. David HaMelech says back to the Eivishter, what do you mean? I'm just copying you. You asked in Sefer Devarim, you say, Mo'ashem Lekecha Sho'elim Mochki, I'm only asking you, the Jewish people, says Hashem. I'm only asking of you to fear me. And then it says, and not just that, Leleches Bechol Derachav, to go in Hashem's ways, to love him, to serve him. I thought you're only asking me for one thing. So what's Pshat? So David HaMelech says, I'm asking for a lot. And Hashem says, how can you ask for a lot? You should not ask for so much. David HaMelech says, I'm copying you. You said you're only asking for one thing, and you ended up asking for a lot. What is Pshat? Says the Ben Ishchai, it's very simple. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be a Yorei Hashem. To be a Yorei Hashem, you have to do all these things. These are conditions in order to accomplish Yira. So David HaMelech was also saying, I'm only asking for one thing. All I'm asking for is Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayim. But to be able to sustain me in all of that, staying in the house of Hashem, so I'm asking for this, I'm asking for that, but it's all La Avodah Secha. It's all for one thing. And that is what Yaakov Avinu was asking for over here. Yaakov says, Im yeh alekim modi, I'm asking for this, I'm asking for that. V'hoya Hashem li alekim, but it's really just for the concluding words. It's in order to be with Hashem, that Hashem should be li alekim. Not that I should have a God, chas v'shalom, but it means that the Shekhinah should dwell upon me. And in order to have the Shekhinah dwell upon me, I'm asking for all these sustenance and conditions and protections in order to accomplish that. When we daven, we should be thinking, I'm not asking for myself, I'm asking for myself to be able to dedicate myself to divine service. And by doing so, you can ask for anything you want. Kol mishalas libcha l'toivo.